And we've just sung about faith. God is talking about how the kingdom of God can become throughout everybody and how it builds our faith. Actual fact, the parable of the mustard seed must possibly be one of the best loved parables. And the children have gone out in some respects, but it's ideal for Sunday club lesson because it's got that perfect practical example. How many people love watching a seed grow? And if you are using the parable of the mustard seed and you've given out a little bit of cotton wool, possibly in a milk bottle top, and two or three seeds, and they've been taken home, a mustard seed germinates and grows ever so quickly. Beans take a lot longer. So mustard seeds are really worth watching grow. And it doesn't matter what time of year you tell the story, that mustard seed will grow on the windowsill. But have we thought about the parable? Here is a quick pictorial run through of that parable. Oh, well, it would be if this might. Can you click me on, please, John? We tested it. Has to wake up every. Right, lovely. Okay. Can we go back one, please, John? Lovely. A man took the mustard seed. And it's the smallest of all your seeds. Now, I know immediately we can think of seeds that are smaller. If I ask any of you about carrot seeds, those who do gardening, you'll tell me it's smaller. I read that orchid seeds are like dust. But this looks like the seed that is possibly the smallest you can pick up individually and plant individually. Smaller seeds need to either to be planted in little groups, in a row, or something like that. But this is the smallest seed you can pick up and plant individually in distinct places. And let's try this again. Success. It becomes the largest plant in the garden. Now, we here in the northern part of Europe think of mustard as what grows around Norwich, for Coleman's mustard. Good, straightforward, no nonsense, English mustard. And it grows to about 3 feet. But mustard in the Holy Land was a whole variety of plants. And this 10-foot, can you see all the way up there? This 10-foot high mustard plant was photographed in the Golan Heights. I mean, the true wonder of Google is if you put the right question in, you get the answers you need. And I've learned a lot about mustard. But yes, mustard will grow to great heights in that area of the world. The soil is just right for it. The growing conditions are just right. And that is a 10-foot high mustard plant. And then you see there is wild mustard, not just cultivated mustard, but the mustard grows wild, and there's a picture of wild mustard in the Golan Heights. And then in the reading it says the birds of the air will perch in it. Well, it's never going to perch in British mustard, is it? In the UK English mustard, because of it's a flexible plant, it blows in the wind, it's not somewhere to perch or make your nest. But there we are, there's a bunting bird, a linnet, on a dry mustard plant, once again in the Golan Heights. These pictures from the Golan Heights, somebody, actual fact, was so inspired by the story of the mustard seed, they went and toured just after the millennium around the Holy Lands to see what was there and how the story of the mustard seed, the parable of the mustard seed, related to the conditions. And yes, you can see there a bird perched. And the words, the birds of the air, meant something quite particular to Jesus' hearers. They knew about mustard, they knew how it grew, they knew it was a single plant that you could plant. But Jesus added that extra dimension to the parable when he said the birds of the air, because for his hearers, birds of the air was a description of all people in the then known world. So Jesus was saying right at this point, the kingdom of heaven is available for all. It wasn't just for one group of people, it was available for all. So there we have, that's black mustard. The earlier picture we saw was of white mustard. And Jesus had taken this everyday activity and used it in a way that was understandable for those who were listening to him. And Jesus had grouped a whole group of these parables together. And when we started translating the Bible and grouping it and getting it into easy to read sections, this group of parables were put together in Matthew chapter 13. And as we heard, Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using parables. He used these stories, these images, these concepts, ones that they could understand, to explain what he was talking about. He wanted to make his message clear and straightforward, and for those listening, very memorable. But I have seen in all this looking at the mustard seed, there are three points about a mustard seed. One, it's small. And you must be willing, in faith, to start small. You will grow, but to start off with, small. Small is not immaterial. Small is not insignificant. None of those mustard seeds are insignificant. Every single one can be picked up individually, planted individually, as they would have been, and they were planted in a garden. They weren't thrown out along the roadside or in a field. They were planted. And Jesus, in some respects, could have been considered small. When he started, he came from Nazareth. You know, Nathanael said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nathanael discovered wonderful things came out of Nazareth when he became a disciple of Jesus. Jesus started with 12 assorted disciples. He started with fishermen, tax collectors, and we don't know the occupations of the others. But they took Jesus' message out. Others heard it and took it out. And others heard it and took it further. To the point now that 30% of the world say they are Christian. Indeed, we cannot measure in our lives the impact that we may have on people. You know, back in the 1700s, there was a young man who stood, newly ordained Baptist minister, who stood up in a meeting and said that he thought we should be considering taking the word of God out to other lands, the birds of the air. And do you know what response he got? An older minister said, young man, sit down. You are an enthusiast. When God pleads to convert the heathen, he'll do it without consulting you or me. And that young man was William Carey. And as the result of his work, the Baptist World Mission today is working in over 30 countries of the world to change lives both spiritually and physically. He set out for India as the first missionary, Baptist missionary, to go there. You don't know when you start small and grow what your faith will bring you to. But you've got to be focused. The second thing is you've got to be focused on your goal. Mustard seed started small, and it became the largest plant in the garden. Please notice that this mustard seed was in a garden. It was being cared for. It was expected to grow. It was encouraged to grow. And people would be looking for its crop. The seed has no mind of its own, but if it had got a mind of its own, it would have wanted to grow well, reach maturity, and produce seeds. Others have found themselves being planted and having to grow in unusual places, because about 100 years after William Carey stood up amongst the Baptist ministers and said that the message needed to go out into the world, another young man stood up, this time amongst some Methodist ministers, and expressed concern for the poor and destitute in the poorest parts of our great cities. He felt there should be outreach, a mission to those deprived areas of society. His ideas were rejected. So William Booth left that meeting and went out with just himself and his wife to work as he felt God had called him. And it was hard work. But he knew he was being led by God to reach the most deprived areas of the UK. Gradually, others came alongside. And in 1864, the Salvation Army was created. And today, it's working right across the world, still in the most needy areas of society. It was hard work. The work had to grow. The work had to be focused, and the focus was on reaching a particular part of society. We need to focus ourselves on what we are called to achieve. And we are called to use the gifts God has given us. We're not all given the gift of oratory. Some might be given the gift of administration. Some might be given the gift of teaching children. Some might be given the gift of visiting. Some might be given the gift of music. I heard some wonderful music on the radio this morning, listening to the Radio 4 service. The person who was playing had been given a wonderful gift, and they had been able to use that gift to bring together children from state schools in London to make a beautiful choir. It was very uplifting. No matter how small the steps are that we take, we are taking right now, as long as it is according to God's will for our lives, we can have the assurance that one day our focus will produce something big. It might not be what we've done personally. It might be that we've inspired somebody else as well. And one day we will see the difference in the lives of the people around us. But we must be willing to work hard for the Lord. And we must live by faith. The mustard seed knew it had a job to do, if it had a mind. But it had to trust that it was in the right place and it was being nurtured and cultivated, and faith. And this parable teaches us about living by faith. A seed cannot do anything on its own. If you leave it in the packet, it does nothing. It stays there. In actual fact, if you leave it in the packet for too long, it most likely withers and loses everything. It can be stored in certain conditions that will make it grow, but, you know, just leaving it on the side, it'll lose what it has got. It has to be planted wisely, in the correct conditions. It has to be looked after. And the same thing happens with our Christian teaching. Although the disciples appeared to be powerless by human understanding, yet power concealed in them was great, and the gospel spread throughout the whole world. Already this morning we've looked at what two men did. And I'm sorry to say, all my examples this morning are men. It's just that that's the way it worked out. Back in 325 AD, a child was born in what is now modern day Slovenia, and he became Jerome, the great scholar and translator. And for those who find things interesting, he's the patron saint of librarians and scholars and translators. I thought I saw Chris. Yes. Did you know you had a patron saint of librarians? No, well, there you are. You do. Saint Jerome. He was the person who first translated the Bible from Hebrew into Latin. And the Roman Catholic Church has used that translation called the Vulgate for hundreds of years as its major book text. And much of what Jerome wrote still exists. And here is just a snippet of what he wrote about this parable. The preaching of the gospel in the very beginning seems improbable. It preaches man and God, a God who dies, and the scandal of the cross. Compare this with the teachings and tenets of the philosophers, with their books and their composition of their speeches, and you will see how the seed of the gospel is the least of all these seeds. The teachings of the philosophers will penetrate deeply at first, but it doesn't give life. And on the contrary, it grows weak and becomes exhausted and dries up like grass. This reminds you of the grass of the field being dried and thrown in the fire. But the good tidings, while seemingly small, upon being sown in the soil of the believer and in the wide world, takes root like a powerful tree. Those words were written 1,600 years ago. How true they are today. Did you know that the word faith and faithful was used over 365 times in the NIV version of the Bible? Which means it gives us more than enough faith for every day of the year. Seeds of faith need to grow. They need to be nourished and they need to be cultivated. To grow, we need to continually develop ourselves. To be nourished, we need to feed ourselves on constantly looking at God's word, reading God's word. To be cultivated is we need to practice what we have learned. We can learn and grow more in application and by using those words than just by reading and comprehension. Remember that it's not the size that matters to God, but how we use the gifts he has given us. Let us grow in the Lord's love. Be nourished through his word and show we have become cultivated because others will find love and care in us. just as the birds of the air found both shelter and a nesting place in the mustard seed. Amen. Plan this morning's service that we can have that concept of faith.